She may look like any other college student, but Charlotte Mather has made history. She's the first woman elected president of the student body at the University of Florida. The 22-year-old political science major who was elected vice president last year says she's putting classroom theory to work in college politics.
University of Florida supposedly is the training ground for most people, and I hope that people do learn their job here and learn that the ethical way is what you should be doing, because I know in politics there is a problem, you know, with people being unethical. And I think just from this campaign, a lot of people involved in student government can see that if you just work hard and do your best, that you can make it in regular politics as well.
If the two regular political parties don't suit Charlotte, she may just start her own. That's just what she did in the university election when she and her colleagues were dissatisfied with the system. They formed BEST, an acronym for Better Educated Students Today, and won 61% of the vote.
All right. The first thing I suggest we do before we get in office is change the election code.
Election code, for sure.
On this wall of past student body presidents, you can see men who have gone on to lead the state, like Jacksonville Congressman Charles Bennett, former U.S. Senators Spessard Holland and George Smathers, and former state Supreme Court Justice and past University of Florida President Stephen O'Connell. But Charlotte Mather may someday be an even bigger name. I'm Chris Dudley in Gainesville.